BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, Saints. I'm Isaiah Harden Jr. and my wife, Danetta Harden. We're going to be your guest host today for Just Stuff. We're from Alexandria, Louisiana, and we attend Wooddale Baptist Church. That's Reverend Wesley Lott off England Drive. Today we want to talk about why is it so important to spend a long time with God? Why is it so important to spend a long time with God? We want to remind you that God does love us. He do love us. For it tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And we know that he loves us. So today we're going to talk about it. But why is it so important to spend that alone time with God?
Well, good morning, Saints. I believe that when we establish a relationship with Jesus, with God, that we have a time with him to become an intimate relationship with him. And when you do that, then it makes everything all right.
It does. It does. I know we have, so oftentimes we have our jobs and just the hustle and bustle of life, we may seem. You know, our children, our families, I know a lot of times, I know every day I have my alone time to where we got two types of times. You know, we read the word, spend a long time with God by reading the word and in prayer. And I have my spot to where I duck off because we get away from the grandchildren and the children at the home, and you're able to hear him. You can hear him and study his word when you don't have so much interference on the outside, so to say. It speaks in scripture. We read through scripture where Jesus oftentimes went off to pray alone. That's that intimacy. We have that intimacy with God when you're getting to know someone, that one-on-one more so. You're not thinking about what's to come. You're not thinking about what time you got to be here. You're not thinking about what we eating, what we preparing.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
What we got to do on the job. You just want to get with God and spend that time reading his word. And you can hear better when you don't have as much around you. So I like to go into my room, and you do the same. We get off into our rooms, and I go to my room, and I talk with the Lord in prayer, and I study his word.
You know, God is an amazing God. He's a phenomenal God. We don't really have the words to tell you how good God is. To be honest, you would just have to get to know him for yourself. Find you a tabernacle within your home, and he'll cover you, he'll cover your family, and he'll cover your friends. You just have to get to know him for yourself. Acknowledge him for who he really is. And I promise you, he will cover you with Jesus' blood.
Amen.
He will cover you with his son's blood like he did on the cross. And it is amazing feeling. It brings you peace. It brings you love. It brings you kindness. These are the things that God wants us to do for ourselves, loving ourselves. Because if you don't love yourself, and if you don't love God, and if you don't love his son, you can't love anyone else.
That's right.
That's been proven over and over again.
That's right. That puts us in a more, we get to know him more. We get to know him more. And I know, like, a lot of times, I know, even at the job, sometimes we may have that time on our lunch break. You know, you take that time out in prayer and meditation. I do it often. Sometimes when it get quiet at the job, I could take that time and study the word. A lot of times, my Sunday school lesson, my daily Sunday school lesson, I start that off right there at the office once it get quiet if it's nothing going on right then. But we wake up and pray. We yes. wake up and pray. That I'm always up.
Yes, sir.
An hour or so early. It's early in the morning that I'm up praying and meditating. And it's peaceful and serene. It's peaceful and serene when you don't have any interference. It's just a lot. You focus more. You can hear him more.
Yes, yes.
More come to me. I know more come to me from my heart. You can hear him speak when you don't have those things, those interferences around you. And that's life. I know life. We stay busy in life, but we got to take that alone time out with God in the midst of it. Like I said, lunch breaks, evening times. In the evening time, once it quiet down, before bedtime, and we all... I believe we all experience the driving when we're riding alone. Yes. That's some of our best times, you know, driving in the car by yourself and talking with the Lord. That's some of my best conversations with the Lord is just on the highway, on the road, in the car by myself, where I'm able to just talk with the Lord. And time goes by to where you can just tell him everything. Tell him all about it. Tell him all about it. And a long time. It's so special to have it, and it's very important. It's very important because we got to prioritize. We got to balance it out. We got to always put God first. We got to take that alone time, that me time, to spend with the Lord. And he showed us that. He showed us in Scripture. He done it all the time. So he showed us what we should do. But Jesus took that time and spent with the Father. And that's what we should do. We should find that time. We're never too busy to not take time out to have an intimate conversation with the Lord, to study his word. There's times.
And God is a jealous God. He wants us to come to him. It's a life-changing thing when you go to God in prayer. Life-changing. He changes everything. He lifts you up when you're down. He doesn't act like he don't care about you. Other people seem to care, and then they act like they don't care. God is a God that cares about you all the time. Even in the midst of our sins, he still loves us. God is love. He shows us that every day, every night. He shows us that by breathing. By breathing in our body, giving us breath every second, every millisecond. And we have to have God's thanksgiving for that. And when you do, then you, like I said, you have a life-changing experience with God. Go in your tabernacle. Pray for yourself. He'll show you the wrongs doings of yourself first, because you have to be accountable for yourself before you can tell someone about themselves. And you have to do it in decency and order. That's the way that God loves things to be done, in decency and in order.
That's right.
And we love him for that. I love him just because he brings me peace. He allows me to talk about my family. I speak over my husband, and I speak over our children and our grandchildren. And he shows us, he may not come when you want him to come, but God is always on time.
Yes, he is. Amen.
He's an on-time God, and we just want to thank him.
It's those times, if you get up late, there's been times where I've got up rushing. It just seems like my day don't go right if I'm getting up rushing. You got to take that time. I start looking at it saying, you know what, I'm already late for what's going on. So I still let that time, I give that time, or that time that God's given me, into prayer and meditating. But it seems like it's been times to where I've been up late or been in a rush. You find time trying to catch up on you. And it just seems like things don't go as right. I know for me, to where it's been times to where it wasn't smooth. Didn't go as right because I didn't spend that alone time. It's something about that me time.
Yes.
Another with the Lord. And that me time, that intimate time.
Yes.
Getting to learn his word, study his word, let it Let it be revealed. Let him speak to your heart. Because we out there, we do have a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities that we do have to deal with daily. But we got to keep in mind, we got to always remember that we have to have God first, or these other things won't fall into place. We can't do it on our own. We can't do anything without the Lord.
No, we can't.
But it's also it's all that time, you know, that time, those times when you get into a rush sometime. We got to stop. We got to stop and think. We got to stop and come to ourselves and say, you know, the Lord holds time. Yes. He can slow the time. But it's nothing like that feeling when you that I've had rushing. I don't like to rush. Oh, you got to slow down and give the Lord his time. And then it's sometimes at night, those nights when you can't sleep. Yes. You can't sleep. You know, you feel the Lord speaking to your heart. You get up and you study his word. I do that. I do that often. Study his word on nights when you can't sleep, when you're trying to sleep, and that peace will fall upon you. But different situations and responsibilities can cause you to not spend that time with him alone, and it's very important for that alone time, that me time with the Lord. You know, it's good to assemble with the saints, for we love assembling with the saints and studying his word together as well. But it's good whenever you're able to get that alone time. It's very important. It's a lot of things that come up that you have to bring to him in life, which is everything. And to have that intimate relationship, it's a lot of prayers that's answered if you continue to talk with him, if you just give it to him, if you tell him all about it. But it can happen with children. Some of us have children that we have to take care of, that we're taking care of, and you can get busy to where that time flies fast out there, people. It goes by fast. The day go by quick. And you got to find that time, whether it be at lunch, whether it be at night, in the evenings, or early morning. It was probably when most of us have that time, early in the mornings. Yes. But we got to set aside that alone time with the Lord. We have to set aside that alone time.
And it's never too late. That's what is amazing and phenomenal about God. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us, and he has that unforgiving spirit to where he forgive everything that you've done. And he doesn't have a time limit on it. We have it comes to the people that we live with on earth. They have a time limit. God don't have that. And we want to thank him for that, because without that, we have nothing. Without God, we have nothing. Without Jesus, we have nothing. And we if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we have nothing.
That's right. That's right. You think of intimacy, that alone time, that's that intimacy. When you intimate with someone, you're getting to know more about them, right?
Yes.
And it's not being intimate with a crowd. It's you and that person. Right? Establishing that relationship. That's
yes.
Intimacy.
That's right.
So that's real important. We become more intimate the more alone time we spend in God's word, in prayer and in the study of God's word, because he's being revealed more and more. He's showing us more. We're becoming more intimate. That's another important deal with spending time alone with God. Your intimacy increases with God. You get to know him more. Get to know him better. You establish that relationship. And that's real important. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A lot of us have jobs that may require a lot of time. But we got to remember the one who gave us that job, that gave us the ability to sustain that job. And you know, so that's, we got to take those times out. Different situations in life,
yes,
can cause us to where we have to be sure to get that alone time with the Lord. You know, different things happen daily. It, you know,
That's true.
Just look at social media. Look at the news for the day. There's always something going on.
Yes.
And it could be situations in our lives. Either we have something in our lives or someone, you know, have something in their lives that we know. So those type of things can not distract you, but can take that attention away to where you put a lot of attention to that. And we got to get that alone time with the Lord, because that could take away from that alone time with the Lord. We got to get out, go off somewhere, whether it be our, we may have an office at the house, that room at the house. Sometimes I go upstairs, study the word of God and pray. And it's quiet, it's peaceful. You know, we just got to find different ways, different places. Sometimes I go out back. I go out back on the patio. Go out back on the patio, look around, sit up and read the word. It's that alone time. And we all need that. We all need that alone time.
And God is a good God. He is, like I said, he's waiting on us to come to him. He never leaves us. He wants you to open that door. And he wants you to experience what he has for you. Because we all have a gift. And one of our gifts is when we get to know him, then we can share him with others. And let them know what he's done for you in your life. This is the intimacy. We don't always go to him and ask him to do this and that. God is not an errand boy.
That's right.
That's not what he's here for. And we're vessels. And he wants you to speak about him in that manner. He loves indecency and order. And when you start being intimate with him, he'll show you what he has for you and your family. And it's up to you for you to not ask him for anything, but just go to him in prayer and just have a regular conversation with him like you're talking to your grandparents, like you going to your grandmother's house. And like I said, it is not what you do. It's how you do it. And coming to him and coming to Jesus is the best thing in life, because it brings you peace. It brings you joy. It brings you happiness. And you can bring that into your own home, to where if your husband has a bad day, you can pour out what God then gave you, because he done filled your cup up. If your children come home and have a bad day, you can come home and they can come home and you can pour out in them, and vice versa. If the husband can pour into the wife, it's a good thing. It's a magnificent thing just to know him, because he's nothing but love. He gave his only begotten son because he loves us.
Yes. Yes. Because he loves. And God loves all. We can make, we got one or two things we can do. We can accept the free gift,
yes,
of salvation, or we can reject it. And who would want to reject eternal life? Who would want to reject eternal life?
Yes.
He did this. It's his grace. Nothing we did, but we got to accept it. You know, it is important for that alone time. And you look throughout the Bible. You had Mary and Martha. You know, Mary sat at Jesus' feet while Martha worked. A lot of times we done been some Marthas, right?
Right.
We've been some Marthas just busy. Busy looking at the things that of the day. We get busy. But as we read in Scripture, Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, we got to take that time out to listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. And he'll guide us. He's a light. He'll guide us. But it takes that alone time. that me time sometime with the Lord. And he wants that alone time with us.
Yes,
I know
does.
I know plenty of times, because we have our times where my wife, she's either upstairs or in the room and studying the word. And I'm about, out and about, but it's those times to where we have to have you. I know your day don't seem to go right if you're rushing. Have you had those times where your day?
Yes.
Have seemed to go right when you up rushing, you jump up rushing, when you can't take that, when you don't get those minutes that you get, that time, that 30 minutes,
right.
Some hour, whatever right. time it may be that you give to the Lord that morning, thanking him for waking you up, because he give you the breath.
Yes, sir.
To praise him.
Yes, sir.
So we ought to wake up praising him.
Amen.
But when you get to where you're rushing, that my day, my time, it just don't seem to be rushing. It just don't seem as good when you're rushing.
When you're rushing.
Some of us out there, we get headaches and all type of things. We got to slow down. Slow down and talk with the Lord. Slow down and talk with him. Go in prayer. Go into our tabernacle. Go into that closet. Some have that closet. You
yes.
know, tell him all about it. Give him your day before the day really starts.
Yes.
That's what I do. You know, I get up and give him the day. He gave me breath and wake me up. I give him the day. So the mornings is my big time.
Yes.
My alone time with the Lord in the morning. And then throughout the day, you have those times. But I get up early in the mornings. It's like clockwork. It's clockwork. He wakes me up, and I have my time. And before I'm off to work, and your day goes so much better because you know you've given everything to the Lord.
To him, yes, sir.
You've given it to him.
Yes, you do.
You've given it to him. We can't control anything.
No, we
right?
can't.
We can't control it anyway. We give it to the Master.
Yes, we do.
And we move along with our day.
And everything will be fixed when you give it to the Master. Everything. God expects us to, he wants us to live a beautiful life. But you can't do that, and I can't do that without him. And it is so, so, so important to establish your own relationship. We're God. Our mothers, our father, they speak of him. But we have to acknowledge him or learn to acknowledge him for ourselves. That way we can teach our children how to interact with him. And trust. Trust God for who he is. We would not be here without him. We would not be him. God has done so many things for us. My husband was talking about the time, how we get late sometimes. We have to ask God to slow the time down. But a lot of times, you don't even know what he's saving you from, because there could be a car accident that he's saving you from. That it could be multiple things that he's saving you from in the streets. All because we think we're late, or we think that we're not going to be on time. When you're on God's time, you don't have to worry about being on time.
That's right. We got to slow down sometime.
He God-fearing. Be God-fearing. God say, love me because of who I am. That's all he expects us to do. And the greatest thing about this thing, the most phenomenal thing is, it's free.
Amen.
We don't have to pay for God to love on us. We don't have to pay for Jesus to love on us. It's free.
So and then spend some time with him.
Yes.
Some alone time. Get to know him. Get to know him for ourselves.
Yes.
Right? We got to get to know him for ourselves.
Right.
Everyone. It's a beautiful thing to get to know him for yourself. It's a beautiful thing. And we just have to take that time out. And it's so important. A lot of instructions, a lot of things that we request, a lot of ways we ask him directions and guidance. And that's done through prayer. Done through prayer. We got to have a personal relationship with him, right? An intimate relationship with him. How do we know what's to be answered if we don't ask?
Yes.
You know, how do we act? And he knows what's in our heart. That's what's good about our loving Savior. He knows what's in our heart.
Yes.
But we got to speak to him. He wants to speak to him. He's made the way. And if we don't communicate with him, and that's what's real important about that alone time, that me time. If we don't communicate with him, how can we receive the answers that we're asking? How can we receive the instructions that he's given without taking time out to study his word? To know what he requires of us.
Yes.
To know what direction we need to go in. To know what decisions to make on different instances in our lives, different situations in our lives. We have to talk with him.
Yes.
Right? To get an answer, you have to talk.
Tell him.
And we just can't talk if we're talking to everybody at the same time. God wants our undivided attention.
Yes.
He's listening. And he wanna help us. He wants us to bring all our cares and concerns to him. He loves us. If we would just trust him.
Yes.
If we would just trust him. But we have to take that time out. We can't run through life just saying, you know, God got me. Yes. And you're not spending time with him.
Yes.
You're not spending time in prayer. You're not studying his word. We miss out on a lot of blessings.
Yes.
Right? For lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Well, we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We should want all the knowledge we can. We should want to be as intimate as we can and then some with the Lord. We want to get to know him more and more each day. And it's a good thing. It's a lot of things I know now I wish I would have known back then.
Yes, sir.
But we do know the Lord loves us, and he wants to prosper us. He wants to heal us. If we would just trust him and bring it to him, he'll answer. But we got to spend that time with him.
Yes.
We can't put the Lord on the back burner. We can't put him on the back burner. Because without God, we're nothing. We got to remember that. We got to put him at the forefront.
Yes.
We got to continually ask that he keeps us in his will and keep us in his hand to cover us. So sometimes we got to slow down. He blessed us with a lot. And I get it. I know we're blessed. But we got to remember to take that time for the Lord. And some of us study the word, some of us go into prayer. But are we really spending that alone time with him? Or are we giving him a few minutes? We giving him some in-between time. You know, let me hurry up and do this. And let me get back to doing what I was doing. No, that's not the way we should look at that.
That's right.
That's very important, that time that we spend with the Lord. It's very important. We shouldn't just squeeze him in. A lot of times we squeeze him in. We squeeze him in, don't we?
Yes, we do. We do that.
And we wouldn't want him to squeeze us in. Huh?
That's right.
If it's a second away... If the Lord took his attention off of us, we don't want him to take his attention off of us for a moment.
That's right.
We don't want him to squeeze us in. So we got to quit squeezing God, and we don't want to squeeze him in. I've been guilty of that in the past, staying so busy with other things to where I'd give him some time squeezing me in. That's squeezing him in. We don't want to squeeze him in.
No, sir. And please remember that everything that's on this earth is his. So that's including us. We're his. And he wants you to invite him into your tabernacle. Invite him in. Invite him in your home. Invite him in your cars. Invite him just him standing right next to you. Because you never know when you might need him for something else. Become intimate with God. You don't have to be, you could be